This is Alan Karpick with PJ Thompson, who needs no introduction to Purdue fans. Boilermaker point guard extraordinaire for a four-year stint. You're not 25 years old. That's hard to believe. And I mean, does that hit you? It's a milestone birthday for you, PJ, but happy birthday first. And has that hit you yet?
No, thank you. Yeah, the guy's teasing, man. I'm getting old, so I don't really feel it as much. But no, I'm definitely getting old. It's like my third, fourth year now removed from college, so finally getting into the real world, which is awesome. I'm excited about it.
You know, your role is an interesting one, and I know that you spent this morning scouting Penn State. We'll talk about that in a minute. But what was it like in the Thompson household this time of year? I'm guessing you spent a few birthdays on basketball courts over your days, but family traditions, how did your parents do birthdays, and is there a particular thing that they've liked to do as you were growing up, and is it something you do today that is part of your birthday tradition?
Yeah, man, our parents are awesome. You know, Isaiah and yeah. They definitely spoil us. You know, birthdays, Christmases, you know, they go all out with the gifts and, you know, always making sure we feel special. So, I mean, obviously it's a pretty cool day. It's your birthday. You get a lot of love, but it was pretty simple, man. We were probably in the gym somewhere, whether training or, you know, playing a game, watching basketball. We'd always tease my mom on Mother's Day. You know, she didn't the last, you know, 15 or so years, she didn't spend a Mother's Day at home.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She spent Mother's Day in the gym, and
yeah,
we got the best mom in the world. We're appreciative of you and, you know, everything you do. So, you know, they take care of us on our birthdays, on the holidays, and, you know, repay it by, you know, trying to be good kids, you know, stay out of trouble, do the right things.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You were in the middle of AAU and that Mother's Day, that May right. time frame. You're right. You and Isaiah, probably that's a good long streak. So is there a food item that you eat? I mean, is it something that you – a special meal growing up, or a place that you went to eat, or that type of thing that was part of your tradition?
My parents love like steakhouses, so they'd always take us like to Ruth's Chris or something. You know, yesterday they were trying to get me to make the drive after practice to take me to Ruth's Chris, but I was tired, man. After those practices and long days, I was ready to go home and just relax. So I'll probably get with them this weekend on dinner, and they'll probably take me like Ruth's Chris or something. So,
well, you know, I'd be happy to fill in for you. That sounds good. It doesn't get much better than that. And yes, you've got a game Friday night, so I know you're going to be busy over the weekend. You're always busy with basketball, but there's at least a little bit of a hiatus before a Tuesday night's game against Wisconsin. All right, you've worked on a scout. You're not going to give us any trade secrets. I understand that. But tell us about your role and what you do on Coach Matt Painter's staff. I know it's a lot of things, but and what are you learning as you move forward in your professional career?
Oh man, it's been awesome. You know, I don't think these 2 years, you know, could have gone better. You know, last year I think was the first time I, you know, felt some real, you know, adversity in the me being around Purdue basketball. You know, every year we made the tournament. Every year we made a run. We won a lot of games. You know, we didn't miss the NCAA tournament last year. We might have missed it. It was the first time, you know, we lost that much, you know, in my Purdue career. So just to see the other side, because I always tell people I've only seen the sweet side of college basketball. I haven't seen the dog days where you lose, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 games in a row, and you're fighting in the bottom half of the Big Ten to make the tournament. So I thought last year was awesome because I went through that and I learned it's not going to be sweet all the time. But then again, you know, watching guys grow, you know, guys with the red shirt like Mason Gillis, who Grady works with a ton. And I think the best thing for him was going under Grady's wing, because he's able to do some things that Grady did for the team. And
yes, he does.
He's created a role for himself on our team, which doesn't matter who you have on the floor. If you do what Mason does, you'll always get some playing time. So, and then Brandon Newman, you know, I'm in the gym with him 7 a.m. on game days, and, you know, we're in the gym 10 at night. So I've kind of watched him grow and into a, you know, a starter role, into a productive freshman season. So just being close with these guys, I got family on the team, obviously, and Isaiah. So, but I tell them they're all my little brothers. So I've created relationships with these guys bigger than being a coach. You know, I'm their big brother. I've been through it. You know, I've done some of the things that they want to do in this program. So that trust is there. We all work hard. We do some specific stuff with scouting, helping. You know, I help on the defensive side more of things, and Grady more with the offensive side. And he does some defensive scout as well, too. So You know, we do different things. You know, we love it. You know, we think we are on the best staff in the country. They make it so easy for us. They gave us a voice, you know, as a first year GA, and that allowed us to be ourselves and, you know, help us become better, you know, coaches. So it's been a great experience.
You know, you get a chance to work and everybody's got personalities, and you've experienced it. I mean, as a freshman, you made big plays. I can remember Big Ten tournament right before half against, you did other things, but I remember that vividly when you kind of went off in the against Wisconsin, but other things. But it's a process, and it's hard right. for guys, even your brother or anybody else that doesn't get as much. They all want to play 30 minutes a game.
Right.
And what counsel do you give? Because you had a very steady career where you saw playing time. You always had to fight for playing time though too.
Right.
Tell us what you tell the guys that are in the rotation and maybe not getting as much time as they'd like, how to hang in there.
Yeah, for sure, man. I've definitely seen both sides. So for them to, you know, understand that and know that I'm upfront and I'm honest about it. You know, I tell them how it was when I played, and I tell them things they can do to get on the floor. Like, yes, we have a lot of guards that compete for playing time, and it's really, really hard to be productive in a Ethan and an Isaiah role. You play a 3-minute stretch here. You don't know if you're going to play 10 minutes that game or 20 minutes that game. It's really tough, but that's part of, you know, being super competitive early on, so you get that spot early. And then it's your spot to lose rather than now you're playing catch up, your fifth, sixth guard in the rotation. And it's hard because now you need four other guards to kind of, you know, give that spot away in order for you to play more. But and on the other hand, though, nothing's ever, you know, sketched in stone.
Yeah.
You know, next year, everything's going to start all over and there's going to be more competition. And you know, whoever wants it the most will play. And I think that's the best thing about Coach Painter is the guys that play 10 minutes and the guys that play 30, they all have an equal chance. And he never is favoring one side or the other. Everyone's given that same confidence. Like even last year when we were just okay, there wasn't a game that, you know, we went into that I didn't think we were going to win. Because that's how he coaches, that's how he practices, and that's how he prepares his teams. So you believe, it doesn't matter if you're playing number 3 in the country or the 50th best team, he's going to give us a chance by how he prepares. And it's the same way, you know, as a player. You want that competition. You embrace it because you want to help Purdue win. And understanding that might be your role right now, but in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years, your role might change and you might be the guy that's playing 30 minutes. So just keep fighting. Don't get down on yourself. You play 10 minutes, watch 10 minutes of the film. If you play 4 minutes, watch all 4 minutes. If you play 30, watch all 30. So just stay consistent in what you do and ultimately believe in, like, an opportunity will come. And when it does come, take advantage of it.
Yeah, your brother's a good example. You know, going to, it was at Rutgers and scoring 17 points.
Right.
Never know when that opportunity is going to come, and especially in COVID world, you never know when you maybe go from not playing as much to playing all the time. From that standpoint, you had the experience obviously with Vincent and with Dakota and Isaac in your class. Had a lot of you certainly made a mark as a freshman. You also turned around a program that had gone through a couple of years that had been real challenging for it. What in that experience has brought you to talk to these guys? This is a very talented freshman group. I understand there's two red shirts in there, but the guys that are very young and playing still at a very high level and don't looks like you guys appeared, at least from my perspective, didn't back down, just played it straight out. This group seems to do a lot of the same thing.
Yeah, man, these guys, I tell them all the time, like, you know, why can't you guys be the group that gets us to the Final Four? You know, these are unbelievable workers. Like, to be so young and work as hard as they do, like, it makes me really, really happy. I just haven't seen guys like some of these guys, man. Like, they're really, really, really working on their crafts every single day, you know, understanding they're 18, 19 years old. It's hard to win consistently. You know, at this level, you know, Wisconsin won the league last year. They got older guys this year. Now they might be 6th, 7th in conference right now. So it's really, really hard to win at this level, let alone win with younger guys. And we've shown we can do that. And it's because of their habits, man. They're unbelievable workers. They get in the film room. They stay in the coaches' offices, and they really want to be great. So I tell them every day, why can't it be you guys? I just think that they're – like, it's hard when you're young because you worry about yourself more so than worrying about your team. So a lot of times these guys can get so caught up in what they're doing and what they want to do with their careers and their futures and, you know, this year. but ultimately understanding that the better we are as a team, the more individual success you guys will have, the more attention you guys will get. And that's from being good as a team. So it's hard when you're young. I think when we were young, I worried about myself. I think Vince worried about himself and so forth and so on. But as we got older, we understood it was about Purdue basketball and the Purdue culture and the fans and the coaches and everybody else in between. And ultimately, if we won the Big Ten, if we went to Sweet 16s, if we try to get to the Elite Eight Final Four, everyone will get the success that they wanted. And I think if you look at our class, we got people playing professional basketball at a high level. You know, I'm working to be a high-level coach one day. So I think our group has gotten anything we wanted. And I if I wasn't around basketball, I could have a job probably making six figures or doing whatever I wanted to do right now because of, you know, what we did at Purdue and who we were. And we were good people first, good basketball players second. And I think that's what I'm trying to get into these guys. And they understand that they made a tremendous jump from freshman year to sophomore year and the freshmen to sophomores this year. So these guys work hard. They got everything they need. They just got to keep working and believing in the process and the details that go with it.
You know, you look at this, it's February 24th. It's stretch drive time. I mean, clearly you're down to the last three conference games, maybe four if you end up playing Nebraska and then the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament. Is there another gear? I mean, you obviously had success, got to Sweet 16s in your playing career. Is there anything different? Is there anything that you tell guys from this time of year, hey, you need to be doing this? And then you throw in obviously COVID as well. It makes for another challenge. But how do you mentally prepare guys for what really is where every game now means so much to where this team is going to end up to wrap up the 2020-21 season?
Yeah, well, Coach Payne, like I mentioned before, man, he's awesome. Yeah. He told the guys, you know, a week or two, probably a couple weeks ago, in February, teams either go up or they go down. You know, we need to be the team that's trending up. And I think in some ways we've shown that. I think heading in the tournament play, you know, you're going to get challenged. You're going to have to win ugly. You're going to have to win without making shots. You're going to have to prove you can win under different circumstances. And I think we've shown that. You know, we really haven't shot the ball to our capability this year, but we've won games. You know, we've won games by, you know, teams playing Travion one-on-one in the post, and he's made them pay for that. We've also won games, you know, with freshmen. So it's like we've won games in different ways this year. And I think when it comes to tournament play, that helps you a lot. It's interesting. We play Penn State, you know, Friday, and you mentioned teams going up or down. Like, you would think, you know, you don't have a chance to make the tournament, or you do, but it's slim.
Yeah.
You go backwards. You know, these guys are fighters, man. They got shot makers. Yeah. They got playmakers. These guys are tough. They play hard. I think they're well coached, and they fight. And I think it's good because you got to go to normally it's a hostile environment. But you got to go on the road this Friday, and you got to beat a good team, man, with good players. Yeah. That they're not going to give up. They're not. Those aren't those type of guys. They're going to be aggressive, and they're going to want to beat you, especially after, you know, us beating them here at home this year. So I think we got some big games left. I think we are trending in the right way. I think heading into the tournament, we've proven we can win different ways. It's all about your draw, all about the matchups, obviously, as you know. But when we get there, I think with our habits we've built over the season and what we'll do over the next 3 or 4 weeks, I think it'll prepare us for the tournament.
All right. You're 25 years old. You're not far removed from playing basketball. I'm not asking you about who wins between you and Isaiah, but you still play, I'm going to guess. And you and Grady like to play, and I'm going to guess you like to mix it up. What's that like for you playing against these guys? Are your skills maybe not quite at the level they were because you're not playing every day, maybe, but I'm making an assumption. But what guys your age love to get it back there and show others what they can do. Tell me what that's like for in your after practice, before practice, during practice. What role do you play in terms of a player?
Yeah, I'm the type, like, I grew up in Indiana, so basketball is everything. So I'm going in the summers, I'm going to different gyms up north, out west, east, south, doesn't matter. I'm playing in different open gyms. So I'll play with anyone, anywhere. And our walk-ons, man, those are my guys. You know, all of our walk-ons are my guys. So obviously during this time of the year, they're not doing as much in practice. So just to keep them in shape, keep their spirits up, they work so hard. I feel like they should be, you know, rewarded. So I play with them a couple times a week. You know, we'll play after practice, you know, 3-on-3. We'll play 1-on-1. And I try to beat up on them a little bit, and then also like give them confidence, make sure they're working on their games and stuff. So Grady and I would play with them all the time, and sometimes in practice we get into some defensive drills where we're kind of playing dummy defense, but you know, I'm talking crap to the guys. Lucky Coach Paint got me playing dummy defense. You might not score. So it's all fun and games, man. I still love the game. I'm around it every day. You know, I got to accomplish my goals and play professionally, which was awesome. And I could have done that the next 10 years, but I'd definitely rather be home, man, at Purdue, helping my guys get better. So right now my workouts is with the walk-ons after practices and some dummy defense in game. So I wouldn't want to see a lot of the guys right now, but maybe if I could get into some shape, I think they'd be in some trouble.
Yeah, I think you and Grady would be an interesting, and then whoever you pick as a third would be a fun group. You'd be pretty competitive on the proverbial sandlot playing basketball. So, well, I'm going to let you get back to work, because if you're a Purdue fan, you want PJ figuring out everything the Boilermakers have to do Friday night to get it done and making sure that happens. But have a great day, and I hope you get to Roost Chris this weekend. That sounds good, even as we record this interview. But have a great rest of your day, PJ. Thanks so much for taking the time. And Arnie's birthday Zoom, you've now lived as a media star to be part of that, but we appreciate you very much.
No, that's awesome. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you.